Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to the $100 NBA Show, and today's a Q&A weekend's episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle is BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Check out our latest new free guide over at 100mba.net, 12 steps to creating an online course. You can download that for free over at our website. Today's question comes from Christina, and Christina asks, I'm curious, why do you have a one-time fee for your course, the $100 MBA, instead of a monthly or a yearly subscription? It seems like all the sites I see out there are based on monthly or a yearly fee. But I would like to do a one-time fee to give them lifetime access. What does the profitability vary between the two models? Good question, Christina. We get this question a lot from our peers in the market. Why is the $100 MBA a lifetime membership for just $100? Why don't you make it a monthly fee? Why don't you make it a yearly fee? What's the rationale behind it? I will share with you today on today's episode exactly why we decided to do that on the $100 MBA. So let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Webinar Ninja Live, the first national webinar conference in sunny San Diego on September 26th. Learn from the masters of webinars and know why webinars convert better than anything else into generating more sales for your business. Learn how to sell on a webinar, how to teach, how to market, how to promote from great speakers like Michael Port, Amy Mead, Matthew Kimberly, Grant Baldwin, and a whole lot more. Go to webinarninja.co/live, and to save $50, use my promo code MBA and get your ticket for only $95. Again, that's webinarninja.co/live, code MBA. So why did we decide to make the $100 MBA training and community a one-time fee of $100 versus a monthly fee or an annual fee? First of all, let me say that the other models, having a monthly fee or an annual fee, these models do work. And I know companies and platforms that have this in place. But this primarily works for a community that's constantly adding new courses to their library. A good example of this is Team Treehouse, a great site if you want to learn Ruby on Rails or HTML, CSS, basically learn how to code. Lynda.com is another place that we talk about a lot, and they have a huge library of courses on a variety of stuff from cooking to tech to running Facebook ads. So in this model, they usually have a low monthly fee, around $25 to $40 a month, and they constantly update their library. The point here is that if you have a monthly reoccurring fee, you have to gain the trust, you have to win over your customers every single month because they can cancel. They can cancel because it's month to month. So that's why they're constantly updating things and adding new courses to keep their customers happy, which is a good model. If you have the manpower and your course or your offering lends itself to keep on updating and adding new courses. Now, when you go with a lifetime membership, it's a one-time fee. Some people have payment plans, but the point here is that once you pay it off, you don't pay again. And the user has lifetime access to that content. And this is usually for a cohesive course, a course that may be updated from time to time, but customers are not expecting new courses or new content every so often because they already paid once and that's it. Now, many people have come to us and say, why don't you make the $100 MBA a monthly fee? Well, there's a couple reasons why we decided to make a one-time fee of $100. One, the whole purpose of creating the $100 MBA is to allow people to have access to a great course to give them the fundamentals of how to build a business. And we wanted to make sure it's accessible to people. $100 is a very reasonable price to pay for a one-time fee. A lot of one-time fee courses are on the $500 to $1,000 range, some even $2,000. And those courses could be very well worth it. I know firsthand there's a lot of courses out there that are worth it. But the purpose of the $100 MBA is to have a low-cost way to serve our audience. In a way, the $100 MBA is our best-selling book. When an author writes a book, he's trying to grow his audience and influence their audience in a big way. They don't make a lot of money on each sale of the book, but they see it as a way to be an authority in the market and to grow their tribe. And that's how we see the $100 MBA. We see the $100 MBA as a way to give extreme value. We could justify charging $100 a month if we wanted to because there's over 180 video lessons in there. We have interviews. We have workbooks for each course. We have a community forum. We have a private Facebook group. The point here is that we're constantly like adding value. You can ask questions at any time. So there's a reason why we can charge every month if we wanted to. But we decided not to because we wanted our first entry-level product to win people over, to make them feel, wow, this is an amazing value. And in fact, that's one of the most popular or common emails we get from our customers. They say, you should charge more for this. This is an amazing value for just $100. And that's exactly the reaction we wanted. Because if later down the line, people want to start using some tools to improve their business, like webinars, for example, they may be interested in our platform, Webinar Ninja. We're trying to earn people's trust by giving them extreme value. Let me remind you that when we launched the $100 MBA, we wanted the quality to be as good as a $2,000 product. The production level of our videos are super top-notch. I mean, Nicole is a New York Film Academy graduate. The production value on these videos are super, super awesome. They're engaging, they're fun. But the point of me saying this is that make sure the quality of your product, your videos, your course are high quality. When people interact with high quality, they don't even think about returning. They don't think about complaining. In fact, they spread the word. They tell other people, wow, this is an incredible course. You should check this out. So my answer to you, Christina, is that if you plan on updating your course with new courses, with new videos, with new materials on a regular basis, every few weeks or every month at the very, very least, then you can justify the monthly fee. And you'll see an ROI, you'll see a profitability because there's a reason for people to hang on. You're getting new stuff all the time. But if you don't plan on doing that, if you're planning on launching a cohesive course at one time, then go with a lifetime membership and make sure it's at a price that is extremely valuable. I'm not asking you to underprice yourself, but I'm asking you, especially if this is your first product out there and you're trying to earn the trust of your customers, is to give them more than what they're paying for, a lot more. Guys, I got more on today's episode, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Webinar Ninja Live. You know that webinars are the best way to generate sales online, but you just haven't gotten started. You're looking for the right guidance, the right expertise. And that's why we created Webinar Ninja Live in San Diego on September 26th. This is a live in-person event where you can learn from the masters of webinars. You're going to learn how to sell on a webinar, how to teach, how to present, the tech that's involved with webinars. This is going to be a value-packed day with some great speakers like Michael Poor, John Lee Dumas, Kate Erickson, Grant Baldwin, Mario Brown, and a whole lot more. Check out our jam-packed schedule for the day at webinarninja.co/live and grab your ticket right now before they sell out. And if you use code MBA, you could save $50 on admission. You can get your ticket for $95 instead of $145. Just go to webinarninja.co/live, use coupon code MBA, and we'll see you there. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, to wrap up today's question from Christina, if you're not sure to go lifetime or monthly, you can split test it. Offer both options. Offer the option to go monthly at a certain price. You can even offer a yearly price and a lifetime price and see which one converts best. Run those pricing options for about 6 weeks and weigh out which one is converting best. There's nothing wrong with testing and pricing. Pricing can always change. And by testing, you know for sure in reality, in real life, what's the best option for your audience. All right, Christina, I hope that helps. I hope that answers your question. Guys, if you want to ask a question, just email us at contact@100mba.net. Tomorrow, we have a very special episode. It's a guest teacher episode by Lou Mangiello. If you don't know who Lou Mangiello is, he is a Walt Disney World expert. And he runs a podcast called WDW Radio, which is huge. And they started back in 2005. and he's going to be teaching you a lesson how to turn your passion into a viable business. When I listened to this lesson, I was so excited to share it with you guys. Because Lou is a great example of how he took his passion for Walt Disney World and turned it into a viable business, even when people thought he was crazy. Tune in tomorrow for that lesson. I can't wait for it. But until then, I want to leave you with this. There's no right or wrong way to price your product or to offer certain plans. Everybody has a different experience. Everybody has a different nuance with their audience. And that's why I always say the best thing to do is to test things out and see what's best for you and for what you're trying to accomplish. If you're trying to grow your audience and grow your credibility in your space, then maybe the lifetime option at a great price is the option for you. If this is a library of courses that you're going to be building for the next, 5 to 10 years, then maybe you should go monthly and build those courses as you grow. All right, guys, I hope that helps. And I hope to see you in tomorrow's lesson, the guest teacher lesson with Lou Mangiello. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.